Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ellis Clary. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Milner. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Al Milner. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third. The left fielder, Jake Powell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Giuliani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bobo Newsom. And now, play ball. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards second. Pretty juggles the ball. The ball bounces towards first. Vernon picks up the ball and throws Zarrilla out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn juggles the ball. That's an error on McQuinn. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs takes first base on ball four. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns strikes out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Lobbs trying to get to second. Spence throws the ball into Pretty, who tags Lobbs for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon takes first base on ball four. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Zerilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 0 for 1 in the game. Clary hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner fires to first and has Case trapped. There's the throw to Stevens, who tags Case for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Giuliani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Stevens reaches second base with a double. McQuinn goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Browns. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevens scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clary misplays the ball. That's an error on Clary. Powell moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Powell moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clary scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Powell scores. Johnson moves to third. Pretty moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-1, Browns. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani is 0 for 1 in the game. Giuliani hits a line drive towards first. McQuinn catches it and steps on first to double up Sullivan. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner is called out on strikes. One out. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clary hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Zarrilla moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lobbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zarrilla scores. McQuinn moves to second. It's 3-1, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Case fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Case. McQuinn scores. Lobbs goes all the way around to score. Stevens moves to third. It's 5-1, Browns. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards second. Pretty picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Pretty. Stevens scores. Burns moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Browns. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Alex Camporis pinch hits for Bobo Newsom. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is called out on strikes. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 2 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Case. The throw from Farrell, and Stevens drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence strikes out. Two outs. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Case scores. It's 6-2, Browns. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators 2. The Browns will come to bat. Alex Carrasquel now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carrasquel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. Milner strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clary takes first base on ball 4. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zarrilla who is chasing the ball. Vernon reaches third base with a triple. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vernon scores. It's 6-3, Browns. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani is 0-for-2 in the game. Giuliani hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators 3. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lobbs bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. McQuinn moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson juggles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. McQuinn moves to third. Lobbs moves to second. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. Lobbs scores. Stevens moves to second. It's 8-3, Browns. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stevens moves to third. Burns moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to home to get Stevens. Burns moves to third. Christman moves to second. One out. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 3 in the game. Milner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Milner reaches second base with a double. Burns scores. Christman scores. Farrell moves to third. It's 10-3, Browns. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clary hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Farrell scores. Milner moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 11-3, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 3 in the game. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milner fields it and throws to first for the out. Spence moves to second. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a pop-up towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Senators 3. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan misplays the ball. That's an error on Sullivan. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lobbs goes all the way around to score. It's 12-3, Browns. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karis Quell fires to first and picks off Stevens. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 4 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 12, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani is 0-for-3 in the game. Giuliani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 12, and the Senators 3. The Browns will come to bat. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clary hits a pop-up towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 12, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Red Roberts pinch hits for Alex Carrasquel. Red Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts takes first base on ball 4. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Case hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clary fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spence moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 12, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.